Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Extrapar's conference call to discuss the earnings result of the first quarter of 2021. With us today are Mr. André Yaffe, CEO of Extrapar, Emilio Sanches, CFO and Investor Relations Director, Fernando Zillo, On-Street Director, and Daniel Soraje, Extrapar's Planning and IR Manager. Please note that this event is being recorded and that all participants are on listen-only mode during Extrapar's presentation. Soon after, we will begin a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. This event is also being simultaneously broadcast over the internet via webcast at ri.extrapar.com.br, where the presentation is available. Participants will control the slide selection. The replay of this event will be available soon after its closing. We remind you that webcast participants can register via website the questions for Extrapar, which will be answered after the end of the conference by the IR area. Before we continue, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements made during this conference call regarding Extrapar's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial targets are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available to Extrapar. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Extrapar's future results and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such future conditions. I would like to give the floor to Mr. André Yaffe, CEO of Extrapar, that will begin the presentation. Mr. André, you have the floor.
Good morning to everyone. I am André Yaffe. I am CEO of Extrapar, and it's a pleasure to talk to you about the earnings results of the first quarter of 2021. On the highlights of the first quarter, we will start talking about the digitalization process of the company, starting by the new South Zone of São Paulo, Zona Sul of São Paulo, the Extrapar app, where in the recent months since November, when we started the transition of this operation, we had an average of 8,000 new downloads a day. Only with this app, totaling so far 840,000 new users. This in less of 5 months of operation with a zero acquisition cost of this customer, and the recurrence of this user is 4.4x very high when we compare it to the market average. Now, continuing on page six, we will talk about the digitalization strategy of Extrapar. In the first quarter of this year, there was an exponential growth of transactions of Zona Sul of São Paulo, going from 800,000 transactions in the last quarter to 3 and driving the total number of transactions that are 4.5 million. When you observe the first quarter of 2020, this number wasn't even 2, and this within a pre-crisis scenario, pre-COVID. When you observe the percentage of online revenues in the first quarter of last year, it was around 3% of the company's revenue that were online, and during this quarter, we totaled 11%. In a summary, on page seven, we see the impressive growth in numbers of our digital platform, where We have 106% of growth in users and more than 2 million just in the online platform. In the last 6 months, we acquired more than 1 million customers, and as I said, 4.5 million transactions in the past quarter, totaling 115% of growth when we compare it to the first quarter of 2020. Still, regarding the online platform, we see a revenue 266% higher than that of the first quarter of last year. Now, continuing with our presentation, we will talk about the monitoring of COVID-19. On page nine, we note the reopening of the operations of Estapar, and on March 31st of this year, we had about 100% of our operations on-street open. Regarding off-street, we had 93.2% of our operations open, a slight drop when compared it to the end of the previous quarter, being that the previous quarter, the state of São Paulo, in its plan, was in the yellow state phase, and on March 31st, the São Paulo plan was in the emergency phase, the most restrictive of the São Paulo plan until then. Now, talking about the evolution of our revenue on page 10, we can see that during the first quarter of 2021, we had a slight drop to 55.4% of our revenue when compared to 2019. In comparison to 61.7% of the past quarter, this is because of the different phases of the São Paulo plan and also in other states throughout this quarter. For you to have an idea, just in the São Paulo plan, we had five phase changes in a single quarter, and even so, our revenue did not have a significant drop when compared with previous quarters where we basically alternate between green and yellow phases. Now, still talking about the evolution of our revenue on page 11, we can see that only when we compare to the São Paulo plan in its different phases, the impact of the company's revenue. In the first half of March, already with some level of restriction still in orange phase, we had 52% of the company's revenue when we compared it to the same period of 2019. When it became red and after the emergency phase, well, our revenue fell 33% when we compare it to 2019, and so it followed until the end of the first half of April. When you diminish the level of restriction in São Paulo from red to something like orange, that would be the transition phase of the emergency plan, well, our revenue went already returned to level of 46%, being in the first week of May, we observed an even greater growth in this revenue. Now, still talking about the monitoring of COVID-19 on page 12, we will talk about the liquidity management because of the impact on our revenue. We follow with our strong discipline in management of operating costs, with a reduction of 26.2% of this cost when we compare it to the first quarter of the previous year, as well as in the SG&A. There was a drop of 18.4% also when compared to the same quarter of the previous year, and 36.2% in expenses and postponement of investments in CapEx. And talking about the debt equalization plan, we captured 176 million reais in the long-term debts in the first quarter of 2021, everything in line with what we had planned. Now I will give the floor to Emílio Sanches, CFO of the company and also Director of Investor Relations. Emílio, you may continue.
Good morning to everyone. This is Emílio speaking. We will talk about the results of the first quarter of 2021, the number of operations and parking spaces, geographic distribution, net revenue, gross cash profit, SG&A, EBITDA, cash flow, indebtedness on March 31st Now, page 14, we carried out a number of adjustments in our portfolio focused on profitability. We have 651 operations and 390,000 parking spaces. The churn was negative. We ended bad operations for the company, showing that we're focused on profitability and our financial discipline. On page 15, we talk about sectorial and geographic distribution. Please pay attention to the result of the on-street on the first quarter. This is the first full quarter where we have the revenue of Zona Azul in São Paulo. Our net revenue in the state is our focus in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. On page 16, our net revenue continues being impacted by COVID. We had 165 million reais during the first quarter of 2021, still 32% below last year. Practically, this impacted all the segments of the company, but we observed with the vaccine and the reopening of the market since the end of April, we are reassured that we will improve our revenues in all segments in the company. On 17, we have our gross cash profit, which was 60 million reais, strongly impacted by the drop of our revenue because of the pandemic. We are reassured that with the drops in readjustments and with the vaccine and the recovery of the economy, we believe that our gross cash profit will grow significantly in the upcoming quarter. On page 18, you can see that our rigor in discipline in financial areas. We made necessary adjustments in our SG&As. Our costs dropped over 26%, and our SG&A dropped more than 18%. It's important to say that the focus on this drop will allow us to grow our margin in the future of the company, and these will be long-lasting results, and we will have production above pre-pandemic. We will talk about EBITDA, FFO. On blue, you can see the results of Zona Azul of the city of São Paulo. Here we totaled an EBITDA of 39.3 million reais, 48.3% lower than the same period last year. Our FFO adjusted was negative in 24.4 million reais, and also our losses were negative 64.7 million. We would like to highlight that our results are being strongly impacted by the pandemic, and we are reassured that in the upcoming quarters, we will recover our results. Now on page 20, we will talk about our cash flow. We started the year with 42 million reais in cash. We had a positive generation of 6.8 million reais. 3.32%, and we dropped it to 3.13%. On page 22, we will talk about the debt equalization plan in the short term. As we mentioned, in the next 12 months, we will mature 406 million reais, 120 million reais that mature in August and September with Banco do Brasil. We are reassured that we will renegotiate this value. We have 153 million reais that will mature in December. This debt is 50% of Zona Sul of São Paulo with Banco do Bradesco. This 183 million reais will be paid by the cash funded during this quarter. We are reassured with the amortization of this debt in the upcoming 12 months. Thank you very much, and I will give the floor to André Yaze to talk about our ESG.
Thank you, Emílio. Talking about sustainability, on page 24, we have good news regarding the Ecovacas network that we announced during the last quarter, not only because of the expansion of the phase of implementation. We believe that we have 200 chargers installed in different parts of Brazil, as you can see on the map, as well as the new membership that is Stellantis, together with Volvo, that was already part of this
and all the brands that Stellantis holds, well, we've totaled practically 50% of the total license plates, plug-in or hybrid. This means this is a great achievement for our network and for the sustainability of electromobility in the country. Now, moreover, about sustainability, on page 25, when we talk about corporate governance throughout the last 12 months, we had 20 meetings between board of directors and committees with 100% of attendance of members. 43% of our members are independent, and with Mariani, 29% of the board of directors are women, which allowed us to receive the Women on Board stamp. This is a recognition because we value diversity in corporate environments, and we're very proud of this. Now, on page 27, before we end our presentation and start our Q&A session, we will talk about our closing remarks. Now, when we talk about Instacart's digitalization, everybody has seen the progress that we have made in the past months. The company has been elevated to levels never seen before. I am absolutely sure that this is just the beginning of a long journey, that will transform the history and the future of our company. Now, regarding the capital structure, in the last 6 months, we raised more than 500 million reais in debts, and we extended its maturities. We have to highlight that part of our future commitments are already negotiated, and we are confident that we will equalize what lies ahead. Regarding the mobility hub, well, our parking lots will be increasingly essential for urban mobility with new services and mobility offerings besides providing infrastructure. Ecovagas is already something very important in electromobility in the country, not only providing a new solution for this segment, but sustainability in the cities where it's installed. Now, the reopening of the economy, we believe that with the progress of vaccination in the country, we will return to mobility. We will resume our growth at levels above pre-pandemic levels. Now, we will continue with our Q&A session, and thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our Q&A session. To pose a question, please press star one. In order to withdraw your question from the list, please press star two. Our first question comes from Thais Alonso from Citi.
Good morning. I would like to know is this temporary? And I would like you to talk about indebtedness. Where should we see the indebtedness of the company in the future? I believe that you have additional capital. How could we see your indebtedness position?
Okay, Thais, this is André speaking. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We really didn't understand the first part of your question. Could you please pose your question again? Recently, you launched an app for parking spaces in the airports. How is this going to affect your revenue, and what is going to happen during COVID? Are you going to continue with this model that you have in the airports?
Okay, thank you for. Well, frequently within our products of parking space reservations that are generally dedicated to
theaters, arenas, and airports where you have a specific event where you can determine how long you will stay. This is like an air company or a hotel and how they manage their operations. So the more occupation, and when we have predictability, we get benefits with lower costs. The arrivals and departures is a product that is here to stay. We knew that there was a dynamic of there were people, our customers were interested in reserving their parking spaces. This is still a new product. It's too soon to tell you what the impact will be. These products are common abroad. Nonetheless, I believe that we will have success as the parking space reservation has in airports. Well, this represents more than 20% of our revenues. Now, regarding the second part of our question regarding our indebtedness, our CFO will answer this question. Thais, our indebtedness has been a focus in the past year. As soon as the pandemic hit us, we have high leverage, but we are renegotiating all our debt. Our forecast is that with the recovery of economy and the vaccination, and in May we've seen a strong recovery, and since last quarter we have had a positive operational cash flow above our expectations. I am reassured that we will have a lower indebtedness. I don't know how much still. Nonetheless, during the second quarter and the third quarter, the positive cash negotiation, the renegotiation, and as we have settled part of our short-term debt, we will be at a sounder level in terms of debt in the company. I don't know if I answered your question. It's excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question, from Igor Austero from Santander. Good morning, and thank you for the presentation. Two questions. Number one, regarding the digital initiatives, I can see that your online platform is growing a lot above expectations. I would like to understand what you expect in terms of the future. This is my first question, and how you see the expense dynamic. The company has undergone a continuous process of expense reduction. Do you believe that there is still room for improving this aspect? Igor, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for the question. Now, regarding the digitalization and our digital platform, as you have already been able to see through our highlights, we have had significant growth in our platform. With this allows us to dream, and we believe that in brief we will be able to offer many services to the driver, to the car of the driver, in order to improve the journey and the relationship with the SAPAR, because we will broaden the amount of services in addition to creating more upsell and cross-selling with our existing product. It could be sparse parking space reservations on a Sul, or become a monthly payer. Only through the digital platform, we have more than 2 million customers, and this certainly will multiply by a lot in the upcoming months. And we are a new player in this segment, and we can
transform this in other digital platforms and in other products and services, as I mentioned. As I mentioned, we are highly satisfied of growing in this area. This is part of our strategic planning to grow in digital medias and as a consequence to create new products and services. And this will become a reality. And in brief, we will give you more news. Now, expenses and costs. I will give the floor to Emilio Sanchez so that he talks about this.
Igor, how are you? So we made a strong effort last year. We still continue this year regarding dropping our costs. And our model has a drop in leases with labor and other service and SG&A. Now, speaking about leases, last year we were able to renegotiate our contracts, and as a consequence, the expenses dropped a lot. We reduced our labor. Unfortunately, we had to do some adaptation. There was a significant drop in labor. We talked about this. And right now we're in a stable situation with investments in advanced caches with a reduction of labor and strengthening the payment through mobile or payment through machines. With this, we will hire new people in the short and mid run. And our contracts with suppliers were renegotiated. Some were canceled. Some we changed our suppliers. So we're stable in this point. I really do not see that we will gain more margin. I believe that this will maintain as it is because the costs of the companies are controlled. When we talk about SG&A, which is a cost that is not directly connected to the operation, it dropped more than 20%. This can have an increase in the future, but we are reducing a number of things. We are closing some regional offices and using co-working, and this is being positive for an operation. What is right, as I said, that the resumption of profitability will improve our margin. We have learned many things. There were actions that were efficient, and there were adjustments that were necessary. So we are highly satisfied with everything that was done and very happy because you saw the impact on the revenue and we were able to adjust all of the expenses of our company. Thank you very much, Emilio. Our next question from Mike Nicholas from Yearning Investments.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this presentation. Could you give us a view regarding the recovery policy? Is there a line that will recover faster and a line that will recover later on? And what can we expect in terms of contracts that are maturing this year? For example, Piracicaba. I believe that these contracts are maturing in 2021. What can we expect? What can we expect about this? Will this be renewed?
Thank you for the question. Let's start by the end. And then I will give the floor to Fernando Zillo so he can talk about the renewal of these contracts are maturing, which can we renew? Okay. Now regarding the renewal or non-renewal of concession contracts, we have the following scenario. You mentioned Piracicaba. This is a contract of 10 years, and it can be renewed for an additional 10 years. So although the first cycle will come to an end this year, we have the expectation of being able to renew this for a second 10-year cycle. Mauá.
Mauá. We are going to end this contract. Nonetheless, because of the effects of the pandemic of last year, all of our contracts are being renegotiated to offset this impact, the economic, and in many cases, we have a natural postponement. So if the contract ends this year, well, so Mauá, although the maturity date is close, we can anticipate that there will be additional months. So we are going to extend this contract. Vila Velha may be renewed for a second cycle, and currently we are discussing the possibility of not or of extending this contract for a second cycle. The general situation of the contracts follow this. In order to end my answer, yes, we have anticipated that there will be a renewal of contracts that mature this year, and perhaps the extension will be proportional to the impact. They may be extended throughout 2022, and those that can be renewed for an additional cycle, well, we're reassured that this will be possible. Now, continuing, Fernando, continue with the answer. Now, regarding the recovery pace, you were able to observe that in the past quarter because we had the São Paulo plan between yellow and green phase. Our revenue and the operating leverage that Emilio explained was contained. So once again, we had an EBITDA and a cash generation that was significant. Unfortunately, the first quarter was affected by the second wave, and we have clearly observed at the end of April and during the first week of May, a strong recovery. The pace will depend on restriction, as we believe that from here on, mainly in the main states where we are present, where our revenue comes from, like São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, you see that there has been a loosening of the restriction levels. We believe that our revenue will start growing rapidly. Now, regarding other segments that will perform better. Well, naturally, Zona Sul will resume strongly. We believe this. Shopping centers, we already see movement in the parking lots, and we have also observed in airports because we've seen an important recovery. So we see that there are more people driving to the operations when we see like taxis. So yes, we believe that this is a trend from here on, and this can affect positively the numbers of the company. Regarding segments that concern us, the arenas that will be the last ones to open. This is events, right? Although soccer, there is pressure to open. It is not a major sector in the company. Therefore, we are not very concerned about this. Thank you again for your question, and I hope I was able to answer it.
Ladies and gentlemen, should you have questions, please press star one. Now we will go to the webcast questions.
This is Daniel. We have a question through our webcast from Christian Favaro from Valor. Could you elaborate on the rebalancing of São Paulo, of Zona Sul because of the pandemic in the past quarter? You said that you would look for this rebalancing. Did this happen? Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Daniel. I will give the floor to Fernando Zillo, that is responsible for On Street in the company for Zona Sul and for São Paulo, so he can update the Zona Sul
situation. Well, good morning, Christian. Thank you for the question. Regarding the economic rebalancing of the São Paulo contract, just to clarify things, the economic rebalancing, the contract anticipates the possibility of a renegotiation because in ordinary, extraordinary events, we have been continuously speaking with the administration, and you have to approve the effect. We are still feeling the effects of the pandemic. We are monitoring, quantifying, and measuring all the effects, but we still have not presented a document for rebalance. This will be presented after the scenario is reestablished when we can quantify this in an assertive fashion. This being said, yes, when we talk to the administration, for the upcoming 3 months, we have been able to reduce the fixed concession. We had a drop of 90% of the monthly value because of the effects. This is relief for our cash flow and in São Paulo and for the company. Now, we have to highlight that this new profile, that is an important release, and this shows that the administration recognizes the impact. This is not an economic rebalance. This will be corrected. This will be paid in 2 years. Once again, the economic rebalance is something that we monitor, and this will be done in the near future once the effects are proven and a clear scenario of resumption. As we have been able to drop the costs because of the pandemic. We will bring an end to our Q&A session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Andreazza for his closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much to all that participated. I would like to thank you for your questions. We feel reassured with the company's future. We believe that the vaccination is making progress, although we always wish more, but there is progress. We have clearly seen how the vaccination and how the loosening of restrictions affects us. We have a great possibility of operational leverage, and we believe that Zona Sul of São Paulo, that is a strong investment throughout the last months, will perform as expected. Thank you very much to everyone, and have a very good day.
Extrapar's conference call has come to an end. We would like to thank you all for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call.